producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I got to get to it because I have three topics that I want to cover as quickly as possible. And in saying that, we need to cover Times Magazine's Tyrants of the Year. We've seen that Angela Merkel, the Prime Minister from Germany, was just considered to be the Person of the Year. And I want to show you in the past who the Persons of the Years have been concerning Time Magazine, just to show you how controlled the state-controlled narrative is. And for those that did not know, it is actually bought and paid for by six corporations worldwide. So in other words, whatever you're getting at the bottom starts at the top, and you need to keep in mind Time Life Magazine is a part of that plan globally. We're going to get to that as well, friends. I'm also going to talk about how long, America, before you resist. And I want you to understand, first and foremost, starting here, drawing the line in the sand, I will not comply with unconstitutional laws that violate my conscience before a just and a holy God, the lawgiver. I will not comply, period, exclamation. And before we do that, I want to get to who is supporting this administration, because once again, friends, I hate to say it, but I got to tell you, it reminds me of Elijah on Mount Carmel, actually in 1 Kings 18, when he said, how long will you falter between two opinions before the fire fell upon the false prophets of Baal? And of course, we had Elijah mocking the false prophets, but in the process, folks, taking that and again, paralleling that to that of the conservatives of the day. Folks, I have a question for you. Who highlights Hillary Clinton? Who highlights Hillary Clinton more than the conservatives do? I want to ask you again. Who highlights Hillary Clinton more than the conservatives do? For those that did not know, Fox News actually is a financial contributor to Hillary Clinton, the Clinton's Foundation. On the way home today, I turned on Fox News. And you know who they always put up? And they give credibility to Hillary Clinton. And it's interesting how they always try to break down the credibility concerning those that are running for the Republican candidacy for the President of the United States of America. Always putting to question the good guys, right? Or at least that's what we're told. But Hillary Clinton, she's never called into question for her criminal history, folks, from the crime family, the Clintons themselves. How come Fox isn't exposing Hillary Clinton for her crimes? You ever ask yourself that? Well, because again, friends, you need to keep in mind that Hillary Clinton, her foundation, receives financial support from Fox News. Rupert Murdoch. I just wanted to set the record straight. Also keep in mind that there is a foreign individual, he is a Muslim, who said that we cannot afford America to have a strong government, who owns in part Fox News and is a Muslim. I just wanted you to go ahead and do a Google search. And, of course, I want you to cross-check everything I'm telling you right now. So if you want to know what the difference is between the left and the right, friends, there isn't one. And I have been telling you this for years, folks. There isn't just a left, because there's no right doing the right thing to snuff out the left lawfully unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gates. So, folks, let's go back to Hillary Clinton really quick. Outside of the fact that she comes from a crime family. And if you have not seen or taken the time to see Clinton Chronicles, please do go online and punch in YouTube Clinton Chronicles and watch it. You'll watch it for about 3 minutes and you'll be pulled into the rest of it. It is horrific. The crimes are horrendous. They have a lot of dead people around their administration. And P.S., posted script for those that did not know, Barack Hussein Obama's administration is the Clintons' administration, tried and true in their crimes towards we the people. Did you know that Hillary Clinton's Twitter account, folks, was just found to be 56% fabricated? In other words, it's created out of thin air. She doesn't have the support. So why does Fox News and the conservatives keep putting up Hillary Clinton as the forerunner for the Democratic Party? Because she's the only one? Do you think that might be planned, friends? Keep in mind, just giving you a little history. It was President Roosevelt that said back in the 30s, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. You better bet your bottom dollar it's all planned. Do you think Paul Ryan wasn't planned, friends? You better bet your bottom dollar. They want you to be stupider than you really are. They are playing the demigods. They are taking you for granted, America. Going back to Hillary Clinton, do you remember when she came forth concerning her campaign for president of the United States in 2016 in Iowa? This was probably about 4 or 5 months ago. Do you remember, friends? This is a fact. Did you remember that nobody showed up, literally, except the press? Who's supporting her administration? Folks, the narrative is, just like when you look at dictators of the past, like it or not, cross-check me, do your homework. They said of Adolf Hitler that there was nothing behind what he did except the propagation of lies. There is no truth behind it. So folks, who's supporting her campaign besides foreigners? Why does she have a Muslim assistant, just like Barack Hussein Obama? Why are they advocating the doors to open concerning those that are foreign to come into America illegally? Look to California right now. Look to this administration suing governors that were actually enforcing the immigration laws on the southern border. Don't forget about the northern border as well, friends. Because they don't have the support, that's why they need foreigners to come in illegally to support these tyrants. And tyrants they are. But folks, who's supporting Hillary Clinton? Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Who said that? Saul Alinsky, Barack Hussein Obama, friends, along with Hillary Clinton, are both disciples that admire Saul Alinsky. Do you know who Saul Alinsky actually credited in his book, Rules for Radicals? Satan. Matter of fact, if you want to find that quote, Saul Alinsky, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Nobody is supporting her, friends. I'll tell you where the support is coming from. From a groundswell grassroots movement, friends, across the country that are wanting to see her not impeached, but indicted and charged and thrown into jail. But America, just think about this. You have been led to believe by the state-controlled narrative that's bought and paid for that she is a legitimate candidate for the President of the United States of America. I'm going to go back on the other side of this break, and I'm going to ask you, going to Barack Hussein Obama, and you're going to feel ashamed. You're going to be surprised if you've never heard this before, but I think you're going to be angry, and that's what I want to get out of you is a righteous anger to deal with the issues at hand. Who is supporting this administration? You got Bradley Dean, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The next 2 hours, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also want to give you a shout out and say thank you very much again, friends, for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication nationwide, as well as into 53 countries. And during the week, we are the number two show. So thank you for putting us in that position. We thank you for your trust. Going back to validate my point, I was talking about Fox News during the last segment, and I was talking about the owners of Fox News and who is part owner, and his name is Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal. Okay, he said a strong American government is not good for us. Now listen to this. This was the response of some of the people that I posted this on my Facebook. I got probably 2,000 some shares, and then I got tons of responses. Here's one guy concerning the fact that we have a Muslim that's part owner of Fox News. He said he owns 7% of it, hardly a controlling percentage. Wonder who owns CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN. Hey, folks, am I right in saying this? Furthermore, Christ is right in saying this. A little leaveneth the whole lump. Don't they start out small and then incrementally, as long as they can get you to go an inch, they'll always try to take you a mile? Isn't that right? But look at the foolishness of the American people trying to justify Fox News. Here's another one. This guy's name is Mike. He said he owns just 7% of Fox and has no voting rights. He probably owns Apple shares and GM as well. It doesn't mean blank, he said. I said, really, dude? Hey, folks, it's the foxes that spoil the vine. Right? I mean, would you eat a steak if you knew that there's a drop of poison on it? Of course you wouldn't. But these people are trying to justify the conservatives. And let me say it again, a lack of conservatism, Prince. This guy said, right on the money, I'm sorry, a woman, all right, great. She said, her name was Nina. She said, however much he owns of Fox is too much. That's exactly my point. Why is it that we're okay with a little leaving, friends, that leaveneth the whole lump? I mean, this is ridiculous. We have part owner a Muslim that said a strong American government is not good for us, and then America wonders why they're in trouble. It's because of America, what you put up with. I mean, the folks strain at the gnat and they swallow the big camel. And when they should be ashamed, they put on a whore's forehead, as it says in the Bible. And they walk around unshamefully, unabashed of what they tolerate. That's how you get in trouble, friends. I was talking about who's supporting this administration concerning Hillary Clinton. I told you, America, that Fox News actually contributes to the Clinton Foundation. And then I brought forth Saul Alinsky. Both Barack and Hillary are disciples of Saul Alinsky, the Chicago organizer, who accredited his book, Rules for Radicals, to Satan himself. As a matter of fact, a practical primer for realistic radicals, page 126. He said, power is not what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Friends, who's supporting Barack Hussein Obama's administration? Who is supporting Hillary Clinton's administration? I want to tell you, the lie that you believe. Folks, as the amnesty debate rages on, one has to ask, why is it so important that this criminal administration, Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration, why does it give a license to illegals to come into America? Well, most Americans are under the delusion that people favor this administration. The real question is, who exactly supports, now speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, and in parallel, equating it with Hillary Clinton? Who supports them? Well, let's go down memory lane and recollect just who, or so you have been told, gives them all of this support. If you remember right, friends, now keep in mind before I get going on this, less than 21% of the American people approve of the state-controlled media. They don't believe them. In America, you hold the truth and unrighteousness because you say you don't believe them, but yet you fall in suit with what they do. Here's going down memory lane. If you remember correctly, CNN's president, he resigned 2 years ago due to the low viewership it received. But every time you go into a train depot, a bus depot, the airports, what's playing? CNN. So you're under the delusion that everybody is watching CNN. Nope, that's all bought and paid for. They have it at key points. Matter of fact, when you go through the grocery store and you see all that filthy garbage at the checkout aisles, we complain about that, by the way. We take the time to tell the manager, why are you putting this stuff right in the front of the eyes of the kids? And, of course, he has to reply. Every time we complain, you know what they say? It's paid for to be in that position. Friends, who's paying for that? Why would someone pay to put those filthy magazines at kid eye level, at the checkout lanes, grocery stores, wherever you may be? It's all bought and paid for, just like CNN is. If we go back to CNN's president resigning last year, or a couple years ago, I'm sorry, due to low viewership, maybe this will shed some light as to why he resigned. Amber Lyon, former news anchor for CNN, said she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in specific manners while working for the left-wing network, the Communist Network, an American network. Amber Lyon said CNN is paid by the U.S. government and foreign governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. She also stated that the Obama administration pays for CNN's content. And do you remember, right, folks, talking about who's supporting these administrations? Who's supporting these candidates that the American people are not? Do you remember, friends, that the New York Times actually blurted the truth out in their confusion, to their credit, might I add? That all information coming out of the Obama administration is first vetted? Who's the last dictator to do that, friends? Joseph Goebbels under Adolf Hitler. Mr. Mussolini used to do the same thing. Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin, the people that destroyed and genocide their own people, friends. They were the ones that were actually vetting the papers. As a matter of fact, Mussolini used to give report cards to reporters if they fell in line with him or nay. And if they didn't, he would get rid of them. He said he needed scoundrels to do his biddings for him. What about MSNBC? Yes, and I'm sorry, friends, that I even have to bring them into the equation. But their slogan during the election campaign, for those that did not know, happened to be lean forward. Lean forward is directly derived from the communist playbook, friends. It's a communist slogan. It's a communist slogan. MSNBC parades people like radical lesbian Rachel Maddow, if you want to call him that. The shameful uncivil rights wannabe leader, Al Sharpton of the past, they needed to use him as a useful idiot. And boy, I'll tell you what, he got an A-plus for being that useful idiot. And Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Matthews. Folks, MSNBC's ratings can't get any lower than a snake's belly, and I'm not even kidding you. And that's just where they happen to be since its inception. Matter of fact, these outlets are the ones that are attempting to remind those who do not have enough common sense to know right from wrong that Barack Hussein Obama has the support of the majority of Americans, when in fact he does not. Nothing could be further from the truth. Well, you're still not convinced. Okay? We're talking about who is supporting these administrations. Who is supporting the likes of Hillary Clinton, these candidates for presidency? Well, I'm equating it to the facts that we found on Barack Hussein Obama. Do you remember that in 2010, the elections, 63 Democrats, Democratic representatives were unseated? Oh, hey, P.S., friends, don't get caught up into the left-right paradigm. We have one constitution. Benjamin Rush rightly said, when asked if he's a Democrat or an aristocrat, he said, I'm neither. I'm a Christocrat. Exactly. Exodus 18:21. Do you remember 63 Democratic representatives were unseated? Why? Because America stood up. Isn't that interesting how that works? Every time you stand up, America, something changes for the better. I want to tell you why. Because God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. He always does and he always has. It's called a Kairos and a Chronos moment. We always want to see the manifestation of the Spirit of God. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Do you remember when it was reported in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama, when in fact, friends, there was only 5,000 seats available? That's how it was reported to you, friends. Do you remember that 70% of Obama's Twitter followers were found to be fake accounts created out of thin air? But America, you fell for the fact that he was reelected. Hey, America, who is supporting this administration and these candidates? The lies that you believe. Do you remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama during his second campaign? Did you forget that during the re-election inauguration that there weren't even enough people in Washington, D.C. to fill up the whole hotel rooms? Folks, that's unprecedented. I could call them right now and I probably wouldn't even be able to get a room. But he managed to just get everybody to run away from him. And of course, you surely haven't forgotten, friends, the massive voter fraud that took place in the United States of America in the last election. As a matter of fact, communist dictator Joseph Stalin said, those who cast the votes decide nothing, but those who count the votes decide everything. Hey, friends, who's supporting these un-American candidates in America? The state-controlled narrative. It's not the American people. You are being lied to. I'm going to take a quick break. Be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Twitter account, BradleyDean1EE. Facebook, BradleyDean2E. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Talking about friends, who is supporting this administration? Who is supporting outside of the state control, bought and paid for media? Who's supporting Hillary Clinton? Who's been supporting Barack Hussein Obama? Friends, for the longest of times, I said, listen, if they had all the support that you believe that they had, then why do they need all these illegals to come into America? I want to tell you why. Because they don't have the support. But what we're finding is exactly what I've been telling you for 3 years, 4 years now, is exactly what's coming to pass. In California, they're allowing illegals to vote. Folks, that is on. Hey, folks, that's crime. That's crime. I just wanted to tell you, that's criminal. That's impeachable. They can be indicted and charged for that. But as long as you sit back and allow them to do what they do, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And that's exactly what they're doing. I'm not being smart, friends. I'm just surprised by some Americans that turn the other cheek. I want to say this. We got two cheeks. Yeah, we turn the other cheek. But after you smack mine twice and you hit me three times, you're on your own. And folks, this has been going on too long. They're on their own now. Who supports these administrations? Who's supporting these candidates? We know the Clintons are corrupt from the top to the bottom. Folks, back in the 90s, ChinaGate, when Bill Clinton was being impeached, he wasn't being impeached for Monica Lewinsky. He was being impeached, friends, for ChinaGate, selling military secrets to our sworn enemies. I didn't know about that. Well, hey, again, friends, cross-check me. Do your homework. Remember Benghazi? You know, the gun-running scheme? Just like Fast and Furious when Barack Hussein Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder were busted putting high-powered rifles into the hands of over 300 drug lords across the border, only to blame the American people? Well, remember Benghazi? Remember what Hillary said during her testimony? Who cares? Who cares, man? Hey, it was your sons and your daughters that are being killed. Who cares? America, listen to me. Who cares? And America, is she right? Who cares? Because if she wasn't right, then why haven't the American people charged her? And this administration, they don't have the right to desecrate the memories of our fallen soldiers that have given them the privilege to be free in the first place. Through their sacrifice. Remember Hillary said, friends, who cares? Remember this administration, friends, attacking you from the very get-go, day one, 7 years later, who cares? They're right. Who does care? I want to tell you who cares. I care. Because I'm not about to roll over in the face of the sacrifice that has been bestowed upon me, because I understand that freedom wasn't given unto me to do what I want to do. It was given unto me to do what I ought to do. And by the way, I want to do it because I'm that thankful for the sacrifice bestowed upon myself, both in the natural and in the spiritual. And if I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying. Bring it down, Brother Dean. And I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost is bringing it down. We're having church up in here. Going back, who's supporting these people, friends? I told you right before the last break. Have you forgotten about the massive voter fraud that took place in the United States in the last election? Mass murderer of his own people, Joseph Stalin, said, those who cast the votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. Folks, how much voter fraud does it take for you to respond? Oh, but Bradley, what about all those black voters and those black supporters? Really? Let's talk about those black supporters. Don't you remember that 7 in 10 black voters supported the Prop 8 marriage decision? In other words, to shut down homosexual marriage? Hey, folks, the black communities as well as the Hispanic communities are awake to the fact that nobody's advocated the murder of the innocent in the womb, which is aimed at blacks and Hispanic Planned Parenthood, more than Barack Hussein Obama, who voted for it over 242 times. They know that Barack is a pawn. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Who told you that? The state-controlled narrative. I thought you didn't believe what they had to say, but yet you turned the news on. Oh, but we've got Fox News. I've already exposed Fox for you. A high percentage of the statements that they make on Fox are completely fabricated. False. My goodness, friends. Remember it was Adolf Hitler that said, the bigger the lie, the more they'll believe it. Is that the case in America? Or are they so caught up in their pride that they have forgotten that God will take you in your pride if you refuse to learn the lessons from history? His dash story. He doesn't have the support of the black supporters, friends. Oh, but what about Black Lives Matter? Friends, keep in mind, where are they? I'm in the Minneapolis area. I've been talking about through the state-controlled narrative again is all these Black Lives Matter protests. Folks, I haven't seen one yet. There was a booth at the Minnesota State Fair last year. Millions of people go through the Minnesota State Fair in 12 days. There's literally hundreds of thousands of people walking through the streets. I seen one person after two witnesses of looking at the booth. The first time, there was nobody. The second time, I seen one person at the booth. Folks, this is all the state-controlled narrative. You're being lied to. Well, so let's get to this. Who is supporting these administrations? Well, I can tell you, both Barack and Hillary Clinton, the homosexuals who make up less than 1.7% of the population support these administrations, called crimes against nature, and it's a felony in every state in our union. I don't care what the Supreme Court said. They are there to discover and apply law, not to make law. In America, you didn't know the difference. And yes, by the way, Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution of the United States, yes, they can be removed when they're outside of good behavior. They are very bad, bad lawyers. You understand why Jesus damned them in Matthew 23? That's why. Woe unto you! He was damning them. They spit against heaven and they want everybody else to go right along with them. Well, let me tell you this. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back, friends. You can do what you want to do, but as for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. Who supports these administrations? Planned Parenthood supports these administrations, these candidates. And of course, Planned Parenthood, like along with the homosexuals and atheists and communists and the Muslims now, are only being used as a political battering ram, useful idiots, to upend America's sovereignty. I mean, folks, just think about this. Since 1973, you've actually believed that the government can sanction the murder of babies in the womb. Illegal always will be illegal because God didn't give them permission to break his law. Choice. To murder an innocent womb. Even going so far, America, to be busted, Planned Parenthood has, for selling baby parts, and you still let them reign, and you sat back and watched your representatives refuse to defund Planned Parenthood, and you feel safe, America? You set yourself at war with the God of heaven. Not a good place to win. You ever heard that song, I fought the law, and the law won? Remember that? I fought the law, and the law won? Guess who the lawgiver is? The one that's above you, that sees all things, that sees the just and the unjust, the good and the evil at all times. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. The very hairs of your heads, he knows the numbers. All things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. That's who sees what's going on. He sees who's tolerating this crime against the innocent in the womb. He said, hey, listen, in Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood. But the professed church in America at 78%, they love God so much, they disobey him at every given opportunity. And then they wonder why they have no peace. Hey, folks, there is no peace for the wicked in the book of Isaiah. The wicked are those that refuse to hear his law. Those that know to do right and they do it not. Who supports these? Hey, folks, I want to tell you who supports Barack and Hillary Clinton. The American people do. The American people do, because if it wasn't true, then why are they still there? Furthermore, I just recently seen again the other day a new news anchor, a little 20-year-old girl, picked up by a national outlet, and she had some great things to say. She was mocking Hillary Clinton, calling her a liar for what she is, and it was all good, it was all right. But the fact of the matter is, while she's laughing, she needs to realize, along with the other conservatives in America and all the other good people that stand back and tolerate their crimes, the joke's on you. I don't know what you're laughing about. The joke's on the American people that tolerate the crimes. Come on, let's call it for what it is. By the way, the word law defined, Torah defined, means to point the finger. Just like Nathan did to David when he committed the act of adultery. Seventh commandment violation, Exodus 20. So folks, who's supporting this administration here? Let me give you a couple others that the American people are allied with, okay? Within the United States, Obama enjoys the support from the homosexuals, the abortionists, along with Hillary Clinton, the communists, by the way, now a bunch of Muslims along with Hillary Clinton. Without the United States, countries like Cuba, Venezuela, China, Russia, the Muslim Brotherhood, so on and so forth, have expressed their support for Barack Hussein Obama, along with the American people that tolerate him and Hillary Clinton's crimes. Hey, so, friends, just why are the illegals so important to these people if they had all the support that they wanted you to believe they had? Because they don't have it. Hey, folks, I love you enough to tell you the truth. I'm not going to sit on the radio and play a Judas. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. And remember, friends, just to put this into perspective so you can understand what real love is, kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The only ones kissing on you right now, friends, are the state-controlled narrative, along with those that you're allowing to lead you right into the gates of hell, Psalm 9:17. And it's time that we get this right so we can preserve what we have, because we still have the freedom to do the right thing. We're going to come back, close this one up, and then we're going to get over to Times Magazine's Tyrants of the Year, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Just made, well, it was just brought to my attention about 30 seconds ago. We have some phone calls, and they were on there for a while. It was not brought to my attention. Please give us a call back, 1-866-582-9933. Forgive me. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about who is supporting these presidential candidates, who's supporting these administrations outside of the state-controlled narrative. Folks, I want you to understand that, in effect, Obama's support comes from them. Hillary Clinton's support comes from now outside forces, foreign enemies to America, because they are allied with America's enemies. Cuba, Venezuela, China, Russia, Muslim Brotherhood and the such, right? But I want you to understand something, friends, that those that support him come from those that are at war with our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, and those who are at war with God, who gave us our rights to establish our constitutional republic. I'm humored by that. We should talk about the history of tyrants sometimes, friends, because we never hear about the history of tyrants. We think that they can just go ahead and do whatever they want to do without consequence. Really? Is that why the Lord testifies against their face? It's just information we haven't been told. This is what encourages tyrants. They think that God has closed his eyes and he doesn't see what's going on. Oh, no, he knows exactly what's going on. Hey, friends, he's bigger than that, right? He's the governor to all nations. The government sits upon the shoulders of his son. Amen. But folks, again, who's supporting these administrations? These candidates, friends, the state-controlled media. Remember, he doesn't have the support, so no wonder why this administration and these candidates see fit to lean forward along with MSNBC, a communist slogan, to open the floodgates to illegal immigration. Illegal, I said. Not undocumented. I said illegals. So does this administration have the support that you might think they have? Absolutely not. Nope. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks that you have. So friends, don't be deceived with both eyes open. Because in America, as scripture again tells us, friends, the enemy sowed tares while men slept. Well, the fact of the matter is this is happening in the face of the American people. Nobody's asleep here. Everybody can see exactly what's happening on a daily basis as they're going to the football games and baseball games and hockey games. So one more time, friends, who's supporting these candidates, this administration? It's not the American people. No, they're the ones plundering you, friends. And until you start to call it for what it is and deal with it for what it is, nothing's going to change in this country. And your legacy to your kids and your posterity is going to be that of the worst of men. The worst of men. So, we've seen just recently, jumping topics, Time magazine labeled, friends, Angela Merkel, the prime minister. If you've not seen the video, go check it out. I don't know if you know this or not, friends, but France and Germany take dictation from the White House in America. They wear the pants of Germany and France now. Angela Merkel, the person of the year, according to Time magazine, the person of the year, she's the one that slapped the German flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam. Folks, you just can't fix stupid, dull, insensible. It's an actual word. You want to talk about a useful idiot on so many levels, friends. We're talking about people that are allowed by their country. You'd have thought that they would have learned enough through Adolf Hitler. And by the way, for those that didn't know, Adolf Hitler actually hired Muslim mercenaries to do his killing for him, along with the Protestants in the Christian churches in Germany. And just keep in mind, when all those people were being led away in cattle cars, trains, during church services, it was the Christians that would sing louder to drown out the voices of those that were asking for help. That's a fact. Cross-check me, America. You don't think it can happen here in America? It's happening. It's been happening in America since September 11th, 2001. You have been the object of attack. You have been assailed. And I said right after September 11th, America, it's not a third world country that's under attack. I know that they're attempting to divert your attention over into the Middle East, but keep in mind, you are the ones that are under attack. Going back, Time magazine, person of the year, Angela Merkel. Germany belongs to Islam. Why would they put her as the person of the year? You got to ask yourself that question. It's been said that David Rockefeller said Baden-Baden, Germany in 1991. Listen carefully. This is what David Rockefeller allegedly said in Baden-Baden, Germany, 1991. We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is now more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. You better bet your bottom dollar, folks. New listeners, George Bush Sr. called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. He said, out of chaos, can we create a new order? Who's creating the chaos, America? Look to the brown shirts, Adolf Hitler. It's the blueprint, friends, all over again. David Rockefeller, Baden-Baden, Germany, 1991. He goes on. The world is now more sophisticated and it's more prepared to march towards a world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in past centuries. The New York Times. Allegedly stated by David Rockefeller in Baden-Baden, Germany in 1991. And it's interesting how they have a interest in all those foreign countries. Isn't it interesting how they keep sending your sons and your daughters and our brothers and sisters and uncles and aunts and dads and moms and grandpas and grandmas to police the world unconstitutionally and illegally? Man, American government and the military-industrial complex, they have an interest in all these other countries. Why is that? Along with the help of the CIA. What could that all be about? Oh, and if you think I'm crazy, remember Joseph Mengele? He was the one that committed heinous crimes under Adolf Hitler, one of his SS operatives. He said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you. Has God sent a strong delusion to America? You know, someone sent that to me earlier and said, Bradley, look what's going on here. I said, but can a people forget the price paid for their freedoms? And in the spiritual sense, can people forget Christ crucified for their spiritual redemption through his redemption? And I believe he reacted with, if they want to. And I believe that's what he said. If they want to. But I don't understand, America, how you can forget the price paid of those in your family that fought, bled, and died magnifying the Constitution of the United States of America whilst you are allowing others to desecrate it. And I did speak old English there, just to make sure, if one of my little blog, a blogger ankle biters wants to correct what I just said. No, I said whilst. Did you know that Adolf Hitler was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1938? Yep, he was. Hitler was a fascist dictator whose dangerous political power grab cost the lives of over 50 million people during World War II. Here's the kicker. He didn't pull the trigger. There's a lot of stupid people in the world, isn't there? 405,000 of our men and women went over there magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic to snuff out a tyrant. Of whom were our family, our relatives, so on and so forth. They said that during World War II, there was not a household in America that did not feel lost. Joseph Stalin was declared, for those that did not know, Time's Man of the Year in 1939, and that wasn't good enough. Also in 1942, Time's Man of the Year. Stalin was the cruel tyrant of the Soviet Union who was responsible for killing off 20 million of his own people after he disarmed them. President Franklin Roosevelt referred to Stalin as kindly Uncle Joe back then. Americans were calling this mass murder of his own people Uncle Joe. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to highlight some more Time Magazine Men of the Year. Folks, some of these guys are just like, oh my goodness. Hey, folks, Time Magazine right now is getting caught with their hand in the cookie jar, and I'm going to make sure that you see their hand. That's my job, and I'm going to continuously reprove darkness where I see it. I'm going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Hour 2 coming up right on the other side.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.